James, just to pick up where we left off, James, as we lose minerals out of our bones actually increase the production of bone matrix or a connective tissue, and it makes the bones actually measurably larger than normal because it takes more of this connective tissue to maintain strength and structure than it does when you have minerals in there. And one of the things that happens is this connective tissue also fills up the tunnels and the channels and the holes that nerves and blood vessels go through. In the case of optic neuritis, where the optic nerve is formed in the brain, goes through the skull into the back of the eye, that skull opening that the optic nerve goes through will get smaller and smaller and begin to squeeze the nerve, causing blindness and considerable headache. You can also be squeezing the trigeminal nerve as it comes out from behind the ear with this connective tissue going through the channel in the skull, and this will result in terrible headaches. And these two things can go along together because they're caused by the same problem. And so I like to approach these things, especially since your wife has been excruciatingly examined. They can't find anything wrong with her eyes, you know, structurally or anything like that. It's the old Sherlockian approach to things. If you eliminate all the things you're concerned about, no matter what's left, if there's everything else has been checked out and there's nothing wrong, whatever's left, whether it seems logical or not, is the cause. And that's Sherlockian deduction. In this case, I believe it's probably, with all the other little symptoms and things she has, a osteoporosis with a resultant dystrophy of the bones in the skull, squeezing a minimum the optic nerves, maybe also the trigeminal nerve. And this is why it kind of goes back and forth from one side to the other. Because on some days or weeks, she's going to eat well and get enough calcium to relieve the problem. On other days, she's not going to eat so well, not get enough calcium, and it's going to get worse. And this causes these types of things to ebb and flow. And so I would suggest that she take all the known essential nutrients, stacking things in favor of helping to support and promote healthy bone maintenance repair. And I'd have her take one dose of the Pig Pack Plus a day. Have her take one dose of the Pig Pack Plus a day, half a dose in the morning with breakfast, the second half of that dose with dinner at night. I'd also have her get an extra bottle of the Osteo FX, the liquid calcium. One comes with the Pig Pack Plus, but I'd have her get another bottle so she can take 4 tablespoons a day of the liquid Osteo FX, a tablespoon with breakfast, with lunch, with dinner, and at bedtime. And then what she can do is on her temples or wherever else on the face or skull that she has pain or headaches, she can rub a fingertip full of the CM cream on that location, and usually that will give significant analgesia, which means reducing pain and inflammation. And then call me after a week or two and let me know how things are going, because this can respond very quickly from the sounds of things. The fact that this comes and goes, jumps from one eye to the next, they can't seem to find a viral infection. They can't seem to find anything wrong with the retina or the lens of the eye, and so this is probably your best bet. I'd keep her away from carbonated drinks, fried foods, margarines, cooking oil, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats. Keep her away from alcohol, sugar, caffeine, and to the water. It wouldn't hurt, especially if she's still working out, wouldn't hurt to add the Rebound FX energy drink, which is a fluid replacement and a nutrient replacement. You can add 1 ounce of the Rebound FX concentrate to 16 ounces of drinking water. Ever take one sip out of one of these 16-ounce bottles of drinking water, add your 1 ounce of Rebound FX, shake it up real good, and then have her drink that throughout the day. It's going to trickle charge more nutrients in. Okay, we'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie and more of Doc Wallach after these messages.